Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Planned Parenthood provides record number of abortions again. This is Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about this report on Faith and Freedom with Holly Mead.
You know, every year we go through this annual report, it's really horrendous. And you think, okay, Roe v. Wade was overturned 2022. The abortion should be dropping substantially. Not the case. In fact, they're increasing substantially because of this abortion pill. In fact, the numbers exceeded 434,450 unborn babies. Get that, were killed through abortion, and Planned Parenthood also received a record high of $832 million in our money.
Yeah, for the 24-25 year. Now, while they did lose the largest funding source in federal Medicaid funding under the Trump administration's Big Beautiful Bill in July 2025, that cut took effect after this report's fiscal reporting period, which means that the lost revenue is not reflected in this report. It will be reflected in the 25-26 report. We'll see what that does. However, what we know is they have record number of abortions, record number of taxpayer funding. We also know, by the way, that the Trump administration has recently released its proposed budget. And in that proposed budget, which they have to pass by September 30, which is the fiscal year for the United States government, there is Title 10 funding for Planned Parenthood. Title 10 funding. So what's Title 10 funding? Title 10 funding is, quote, family planning funding. So, for example, that would be different kinds of health checks and particularly contraceptives. So Planned Parenthood is still in the Title 10 funding, and we are asking members of Congress to delete Title 10 funding for Planned Parenthood or any institution that performs abortion. It's not just acceptable to say you can't use your Title 10 funding for abortion. You shouldn't have Title 10 funding at all. Why? Because let me just give you a hypothetical. Say you have $1 million budget, just for round numbers and easy to understand. You have $1 million budget. Say the federal government gives you $250,000 of your million dollar budget. They give you $250,000 for, quote, family planning. Not abortion. You can't use it for abortion, but you can use it for family planning. What does that do? Well, that means you don't have to raise $250,000 of your $1 million budget. That means that that $250,000 that you're saving, because you don't have to raise it because it's a gift from the government, taxpayers, then what you do is you use the other funding for what? Your bread and butter, which is abortion. So when you give to an organization, and it may be for, in this case, family planning, then they don't have to use their funds for family planning. They can then use their funds for abortion. So it is an indirect way to fund abortion. The bottom line is, if you perform abortions like Planned Parenthood does, you should never receive one penny of taxpayer dollars, not one penny for anything. It is an automatic disqualifier, because if we give you one penny for anything, then that relieves the burden for you so that you can now use your other resources to do this killing of babies. That's wrong.
Right. And the 2024-2025 report, ironically, is titled Care Continues. Think about that for
a
minute.
Right.
And it shows that abortions rose 8% from the previous year, and the taxpayer funding, again, that our money, rose 5%. And you think, how can this be? Roe v. Wade was overturned. You know, the good news is that At least 50 of the brick and mortar facilities across the U.S. have closed. But the bad news is that at least 70% of the abortion business now comes from these chemical abortions, these abortion pills that are being mailed through the postal service. And many times these women are taking them without a doctor present.
So, you know, they actually make more money this way because they don't have to support the brick and mortar facility.
Right.
They don't have to buy brick and mortar. So now what they do is they do the telemed, which is a joke, because they don't have to even have any follow-up or anything of that nature. They get these pills out there. They give them to men. So those men are taking those pills and slipping them into women's drinks. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Against their knowledge, they're putting them in their drink without them knowing, causing these women who otherwise want to carry their babies to have an abortion because they're slipping these pills in their drinks. And where they closed these facilities, you mentioned 50 facilities across 18 states. And that's because, in part, they've lost Medicaid funding. And it's also in part because they're in states that say no abortion,
mm-hmm.
or very restrictive on abortion. So what they do is they're shipping these abortion pills across state lines, and they're still having abortion in these states. If it's not legal to have an abortion in a brick and mortar facility, it should not be legal to have a chemical abortion in that same state. So this particular funding that you mentioned shows that abortions rose 8% from the previous year. The previous year was 402,230 abortions. The most recent is 434,450 abortions.
That's babies.
And their funding rose 5%. From it rose a $39.8 million increase from $792.2 million to what it is now, which is $832 million.
You know, and they like to advertise, oh, well, that's only a small portion of our services. We have all these other medical services and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's not true. They package it so it looks like that, but only 4% of its medical services, that's what they claim, but it's not true. If you actually look at the numbers, what they're providing, and again, 434,450 babies were killed.
That's
that we know of.
That's a half a million babies
that we know of. Yeah.
And you know what? The fact is you don't know a lot of these.
Right.
Because they give a pill and they don't get any feedback.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't know. So that is the base bottom line, and it's actually higher than what those numbers are because they can't track every one of those because they're not following up with these women.
I was going to say, I doubt they call them up and say, well, how'd your abortion go?
They're not doing it.
Your information down.
They're sending out information. They're sending out the drugs to them across state lines. So when
it's
they
horrendous.
Send it out all over the country, they're not following up with somebody in Louisiana. They're not. And in fact, I don't see how they can. There's a facility about 2 years ago, an abortion doctor in New York that at the time continued to increase the number of pills that were being sent out. And by the time the news report came out, they were sending out 10,000 pills a month. Who knows what it is now? There's no way they have the capacity to follow up with 10,000
women. And granted,
women.
These go into red states where abortions are not legal.
Yeah.
Like Florida.
So, you know, long-term data from Planned Parenthood shows their annual reports over the last 10 years indicate that abortion services, taxpayer funding continue to rise. Actual health care services continue to decline. Now, they want to say, oh, well, you know what? We have risen the adoption by 41% to 3,038. But you know what? Based on the numbers, they have more than 143 unborn babies killed for every so-called adoption referral that they do. 143 babies for every...
I question that.
Every adoption. Yeah, I know.
That's
do
not
that
where they make money.
As window dressing. And we know how they make money.
Yeah.
How do they survive? How do they make money? It's because of abortion.
Well, they're even into the whole gender drugs and stuff now.
Yeah.
And providing that, you know, on a whole nother note. So they have to keep finding ways to make money.
Yeah. So they're the largest provider of abortion, and now they also have gotten into the sterilization and mutilation of minors. Mm. So they're aborting the kids.
Or the drugs, anyway.
And they're sterilizing the minors through puberty blockers, opposite sex hormones, and then mutilating their bodies by cutting off healthy body parts. This is Planned Parenthood. Not a penny. Not one penny. So go to Liberty Counsel's website and Liberty Counsel Action, Liberty Counsel Action's website, lcaction.org, lcaction.org. Make your voice known to Congress. Not one penny for Planned Parenthood.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.